Welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. It's so great to have you back. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This episode is the lad's choice today. He was actually putting in a little bit of a request. Not only does he want to do TV trivia, but he wanted to give the questions instead of answer them this time. So we're going to be flipping roles today. Are you excited for that?
Yes.
I always enjoy when you give the questions. I like answering sometimes, so that's kind of fun. Excellent. Our trivia show features 15 questions in rounds of 5 questions, and each round that goes by, the questions get a little more difficult. So we're going to start with some easy questions and then move to harder ones as rounds go on. So we call this first round
Trivia Tots.
And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the lad. Here we go.
Question 1. In Sesame Street, what is the name of the red furry monster who loves to giggle?
He had a toy once that you could tickle him. Elmo.
Yes. Tickle. Well, Elmo is correct. I almost said Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo was kind of creepy at one point.
Didn't it get banned?
I don't know if it got banned. I think you watch too much YouTube.
No, I think it was the tickle hands.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I think it was a defect in the battery.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo was just kind of creepy.
Yeah. I feel like Elmo in general is creepy.
No, I think he's a nice kid or a nice monster for younger kids.
Yeah.
But, let's move on.
All right. Question 2. In Paw Patrol, what type of animal is Chase?
I'm assuming Paw Patrol, a dog?
Dog is correct.
Okay. Aren't they all dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought you were trying to trick me for a second. Like, is there a cat in there or?
I mean, in the movie, there's cats.
Yeah.
There's going to be a couple more dog questions.
Okay.
Maybe one. Question 3. What show features a yellow sponge who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
A yellow sponge. That would be SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, SpongeBob SquarePants is correct. I don't know. I used to love that show, but I watch a lot of things right now.
SpongeBob is fun because there's a lot of older kid and adult humor in it that isn't inappropriate, but it's just over the heads of the young ones. So I enjoy that one. That one's fun.
Yeah. All right, question 4. Which TV show is supposedly animated in color that dogs can see?
Bluey?
Bluey is correct.
Yeah, I guessed on that one. I really? It's
yes.
It's in colors dogs can see.
Do you think Dolly would watch Bluey?
No. Dolly's crazy. Dolly needs to watch out the window to protect our house from invaders.
Which don't exist.
Exactly, which don't exist.
Yeah. Question 5. What TV show and movie series follows Zed and Aunt Addison as they navigate life at Seabrook High, where human zombies and werewolves learn to coexist?
Humans and zombies, you say? This show was a little... Well, I'll just give you the answer first. It's zombies.
Yeah, zombies.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But that show is kind of so bad, it's okay to watch. It's actually kind of fun to watch.
Reanimated series?
It's the movies.
Oh.
I don't know about the series. Animated series, I don't know about that. But the movies are so bad. Like, they're so
cringe.
Disney Channel-y that, but they're actually, that means it actually is kind of funny to watch.
Yeah. If you like zombies, you should go back and listen to our second bonus episode dedicated to the series.
That's true. That's true. And the songs are really good. Really catchy. Like, yes. Like the Disney knows how to write catchy songs, and that they are definitely that.
And that is going to do it for our Trivia Tots round already.
That was really fast. You're going light speed here.
I know. All right. Now this is our middle round, a little harder, but still, these are answerable questions. And we call them...
Mind movers.
Question 6. In Stranger Things, what is the name of the girl with telekinetic powers?
Oh, yes. 11.
11 is correct.
Yeah, that's a good series. If you're a little older, you're like a teenager, that's a really good series to watch. I enjoyed Stranger Things a lot. So that's something that I think you're going to enjoy watching that later on.
Didn't you like binge watch Stranger Things once, like during summer?
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people do when I actually had time to watch TV. Yes. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Question 7. What TV show features four characters named Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael?
These were real big when I was growing up. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Did you watch this as a kid?
I did. I was just getting old enough when the Turtles were just getting popular.
Yeah.
So, like, I was into Turtles for, like, a year or two, but my little brother, your uncle, he was really into Turtles. That was, like, right at his time.
And you actually got to meet the Turtles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we went down to Disney. I think it was Universal or Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon, maybe, I think it was.
It was Disney because it was...
Yeah, I'm not sure. One of during that trip,
we got Make-A-Wish.
We got to meet the turtles. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Question 8. Which animated show features a boy genius in his secret laboratory?
A boy genius in a secret laboratory. Is that Dexter's Lab?
Dexter's Lab or Dexter's Laboratory? Is correct.
Yeah. I have never once watched Dexter's Lab. I just kind of assumed I've seen pictures of it and trailers for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never actually seen it before. Have you watched Dexter's Lab?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Well, I feel like I get Dexter's Laboratory and Jimmy Neutron mixed up with each other.
Sure. I think they look similar.
And they literally are the same thing.
Yeah.
Boy genius. Yeah. All right, question 9. What superhero family is featured in the animated series The Incredibles?
The Incredibles? Isn't that their name? Aren't they Mr. Incredible and Mrs. Incredible?
What's the name of the family?
Oh, the Smiths.
The Smiths is incorrect. The correct answer is the Parr family.
The Parr family? Did they say that?
Yes. Bob Parr, Dash Parr,
Violet
Parr.
I don't know. I've never once heard that name before in those movies. I thought their last name was Incredible, which is why they were the Incredibles. But...
All right.
Shows what I know.
Yeah. Question 10. What show follows a family of cats and bunnies in their everyday adventures and is named after their youngest son?
Cats and bunnies. The Adventures of Peter Rabbit.
I think you're thinking too astray. The answer is The Amazing World of Gumball.
Oh. The animations on those are so weird that they don't even look like cats and bunnies. Like, I just...
That also... Yeah.
I never actually looked... I never, like, watched Gumball and said, yeah, those look like cats and bunnies. Like, I never... They just look like weird alien figures. Like, I don't know.
That is a great show.
It's fantastic.
Yes, it's also like SpongeBob, where it has some adult humor.
Mm-hmm. But now that we're gonna have to watch it, I'm gonna have to look at that and say, are those cats and bunnies? Because that actually now I need to see that.
Yes. We'll turn it on after recording.
Yeah.
And that's gonna do it for our Mind Mover round.
Ooh, I lost a couple in that one.
Yes, you did. Now it's time for what I call the hardest trivia round of all trivia podcasts ever made. We are heading into the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Oh, man. I'm scared. I better buckle up. Here we go.
Question 11. In Phineas and Ferb, what is the name of their pet platypus who is secretly a spy?
Okay, I've never seen Phineas and Ferb, although I've been a teacher and a lot of students watch this. I'm going to guess Perry the Platypus.
Perry the Platypus is correct.
Yeah. I've got enough students who watch Phineas and Ferb that I've absorbed that information. That's funny. I've never seen it, but I know that there's a platypus named Perry. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's it. I got lucky.
Question 12. What was the name of the show about the heroic He-Man defending the realm of Eternia, which aired from 1983 to 1985?
Again, this is one that I never watched because I was born in 1983, so I did not watch TV when I was less than 1 year
old.
And
when it stopped,
but
still wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to say Masters of the Universe.
Can you say the full name?
He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. That's correct.
Yeah. I got that. This was one that like my older brother super got into. Yeah, your other uncle, yeah. One of your other uncles got super into this one. That was about the time when he was really into that. But yeah, I was kind of in a window where I missed that. But I remember my dentist's office had a He-Man, a He-Man like figurine area. And I always enjoyed playing it. That was like the thing I looked forward to going to the dentist.
Did you know Mom was She-Ra for Halloween 2 years in a row?
Was she really?
Yes.
Wow. I'd love to see the pictures of that. I don't know if we have pictures of that. We'll have to ask Grandpa and Grandma if they have those pictures.
I don't know. Question 13. In the Saved by the Bell episode where the gang performs Friends Forever, what was the name of their band?
Oh, man, this is putting me on the spot. I'm a big Saved by the Bell fan. Yes, that's what it was. They are the Zack Attack.
Zack Attack is correct.
Yeah.
Now, were they actually playing their instruments?
No. We watched a great Instagram reel about a guy who recorded. He looked at their hands and what they were doing on the instruments, and then he actually figured out what they were playing and overlaid it over the clip, and it sounds awful.
I know.
It's just them like clumping on instruments.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Question 14. In Gravity Falls, what are the names of the twin siblings who uncover mysteries in their town?
The siblings are Dipper and Mabel.
Dipper and Mabel Pines are correct.
Yeah. I love Gravity Falls. I feel like we've come back to Gravity Falls like 17 times in this podcast.
Yes.
If you are a listener of this and have not watched Gravity Falls, you need to go do your job.
It's on Disney Plus, Hulu.
Yeah. You have homework to do.
Yes, you do. Question 15. The last question of TV shows. What series follows the adventures of Finn and his magical dog Jake in the land of Oo?
Thank you. Finn and his magical dog, Jake, in the land of Ooh. And it's a series, you said?
Yes.
I have no idea. I'm going to guess it's a movie, but maybe it was a series. Not, The Never Ending Story
is not even close. The series that involves Finn and his magical dog, Jake, is called Adventure Time.
Adventure? Oh, I've seen that advertised. I've never actually watched that before. Have you seen Adventure Time before?
No.
No.
I know it's Cartoon Network, but I only watch like two Cartoon Network shows. Uh-huh. Gumball and We Bare Bears.
We Bare Bears. Another fantastic one.
We
got to throw some episodes.
Fantastic.
We got to throw some trivia about We Bare Bears in there. That would be fun. But yeah, I've never seen Adventure Time.
Neither have I.
Well.
So I have no idea what that question was about.
Neither of us had a shot.
All right. And that's going to do it for TV shows trivia.
If you love the show, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on. And you can also reach out on social media with episode ideas and we'll give you a shout out. You can find us on Instagram. And now this is new. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the same tag. And that is @DadLadTrivia. So we'd love to hear from you. Send us some of those messages and we'll give you a shout out. Emmett, do you have any last parting words before we move on out?
This was a pretty fun episode. I think it's, I think you gave maybe a little bit of memories from watching these shows.
Yeah. So the mom helped you write some of these, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So they were definitely tailor fit to me a little bit. I'm a big Saved by the Bell guy. We love Gravity Falls. But yeah, these were fun. These were kind of a blast from the past.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. And the lad's a good clue giver. So if you you want to give him some shout outs, give the lad a clue giver shout out for doing a nice job. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. And we will see you next time. Have a great rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators.